Our visit with Derek Gould brought to you in part by Lordo's Diamonds, located in the heart of Ladue, 9222. Mention my name or that you heard this on Scoops with Danny Mac, and you'll get more off your purchase at Lordo's Diamonds. And you can see the selection at lordosdiamonds.com. Derek, let's jump right into it. The Cardinals and the Mets tonight. It's nice to be back home. The Cardinals have actually been in Milwaukee hotel beds more than their own beds so far this year. So nice to be back home. How do you look at this series here coming up with the Mets?
Yeah, I think it's a, you know, it's another one of those, all right, how do you get some traction at home? One of the things that always stood out about the Cardinals, you know, when they were consistently making the playoffs was that they were winning 50 games at home, you know, so that's 50 out of 81. And, you know, that's a stout winning percentage. It's a team that should play well at home. It's a ballpark that sort of invites the style of play that they have. They have at times molded their roster to be successful at home. And some of the things that we've seen in recent years, Dan, have worked against them in that regard. You think about how shoddy and ramshackle the defense has been at times. Well, that catches up to you at Busch Stadium, which it can be a pitcher-friendly ballpark. You think of some of the base running errors. Well, again, that can catch up to you at Busch Stadium, where runs aren't always going to come with the ball going over the wall. So I think, you know, one way to look at this year's team is how well they play at home, especially now that you're going to get into some kind of rhythm with games at home, series at home, long road stand at home here, or home stand at home before going on the road. So I think there's a chance, and you'll probably feel this too, for the season to gain a bit of rhythm and for them to start staking their territory as a team that plays well at Busch.
Yeah, I specifically asked Mike Shildt about that after the game. I said, it's going to be nice. You get at home and now you get into, and the right word is, in my opinion, a rhythm. And there is a rhythm to a long baseball season. And the Cardinals have had, you know, some openers on the road. They've had to go to Mexico. It's been kind of an odd start to the rhythm part of the schedule. And it's not to make excuses, but that's just the way it goes. Now, one of the players I want to talk about is Marcelo Ozuna. Now, so many people talking about Christian Yelich, rightfully so, with what he did against the Cardinals. I went and did some numbers here. The highest slugging percentage since April 6th in the National League, it's not Yelich. It's his former teammate, Marcelo Ozuna. This guy is heated up big time. What are you seeing out of Ozuna and why it's starting to click for him?
Well, I think he's starting to trust his health. And I also think you're probably starting to see that with Andrew Miller. I know at times in this podcast, you and I have had the conversation about how a guy compensates physically for pain, how a guy alters his mechanics, alters his swing, alters his thing to avoid pain, and the habits, muscle memory that can create that even trickle in when they're healthy. You know, it's the it's like what a pitcher goes through. We seem to think like, oh, well, of course, a pitcher coming back from Tommy John, right? Yeah, it's going to take some faith to throw that fastball at full speed. Okay. Well, we should have that same thought about a hitter unleashing when he's had shoulder problems, or a left-hander planting when he's had knee problems. The body teaches itself how to protect. And one of the ways it protects itself is through bad habits and situation where bad habits are duplicated until they become, you know, muscle memory. And so I think Ozuna's fought that. I also think we should not discount the magic of feeling comfortable. I'm not sure. I'd like to get your thoughts on this too. I'm not sure I saw him ever have as good a time in a Cardinal uniform as he did in Monterey. You know, I mean, I watched him at times out there in left field dancing. He was playing to the crowd. You know, it's a long way from, you know, searching for a fly ball or collapsing off a wall or getting, you know, kind of needled for the brightness of his arm sleep. I mean, he was having a blast, and he said as much. He said he felt familiar, he felt at home, he felt comfortable, and I think that helped kind of, you know, shock his body and to say, hey, you can feel confident. You can also feel healthy. And off he went.
I also think that when he has been challenged in St. Louis, so that could be going on the DL last year, and he came back with a vengeance, and it's a byproduct of also, I'm sure, feeling a little bit more healthy. But I also go back to the play that you referenced, the Spider-Man crawl up the wall that was short of making the catch. He took a lot of grief for it, but he's every one of these guys got pride, and I just think it was almost like he was kind of challenged or maybe embarrassed or whatever, but you know what? He's come back with a vengeance to his credit, and right now he's one of the hottest hitters in baseball, and I do think there's something to that. I don't know if you agree, but I do.
Yeah. I mean, we saw it after he overslept, right?
And another one,
after after he missed his alarm clock or they had to send Carlos Martinez to go get him last year, you saw him go on a tear. So, yeah, there's probably – I think it's probably a jambalaya of all of it. I don't want to discount the fact that there's a chance for the Cardinals to learn from the Mexico series what keeps him comfortable, what keeps him hungry. Because you don't want the embarrassment to be the thing that you go, oh, well, you know, now you have to hold him accountable or hold him to something like that, and then he'll get going again. No, what was it there in Monterey, or what was it that he felt there that you can then take with you? I think there's a lesson there. And whether that's, you know, and maybe it's too late, but, man, having some kind of festival or, you know, like Jubilee out in left field for him, you know, like I even like joked on Twitter, call it the Land of Oz and just have it go crazy. Play, you know, give him the music where he can go out there and dance. you know, how do you make that? How do you take what you saw in Mexico, whether off the field, on the field, whatever environment, how comfortable he was, and bring a bit of that to St. Louis? I think there might be something to that, Dan, and how you do it. You're the one in this conversation who's created him enough to pull that off. But I think there's something to it.
Well, maybe we'll have to talk to him, and I will, and see if we can't get something going there. I also want to talk
about Land of Oz.
There you go. on the other side, on the right fielder side, all of a sudden, you know, Dexter Fowler comes into tonight's game, 7-game hitting streak, and his average before the road trip was 176, and it's now up to a respectable 264. He's drawing walks. He's scoring runs. This is the guy.
Good running in Milwaukee. How about that?
Well, I think the whole team is, and I talked to Mike Shildt about that. They are a way better base running team than they've been given credit for, and statistically one of the better base running teams. Now, I'm just curious what you're seeing out of Dexter Fowler. From my opinion, his stance has changed. He's opened up. He's a little bit more erect. I've talked about that on the games. But
I think on the right side especially.
Yeah. What are you seeing too?
I think he's able to do more with more of the field from both sides of the plate. You know, you see teams shift on him, right? We saw a team shift on him from the left side a little bit, and that ain't working. I think that's because it's old data, right? And I'm eager to see how teams adjust to him. I think he's able to get to pitches that last year he just physically could not get to, didn't have the bat speed, didn't have the reaction time, whatever it was. And I really was struck. I mean this sincerely. I was really struck by how he motored around the bases. I don't know if we've seen him run like that as a Cardinal.
I thought the first year we did, but I agree with you. We did not see it last year, and maybe at times in spring training this year.
Yeah, and the foot problem dogged him. You know that first year. You know, it really got after him and gave him a lot of pain. So maybe early on that year. But gosh, he talked about how the October run with the Cubs kind of delayed everything, added some mileage to it, and he had the problem with his cleats, you'll recall.
Yes.
There that first year with the Cardinals. And I just think that really, dragged on him a little bit. But goodness, I went back and watched it a little bit in the Milwaukee series, which I was not attending. Rick Hummel covered it for the paper. And I just was like, wow, he's wheeling around the bases. He's not, he's going past third as if it's, just like as if giving high five to it and then, motoring on, sprinting ahead. It wasn't like, it going around third looked painful at times last year.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. There's never been a better time to look at a refinance. Maybe it's time to get rid of the PMI or get some cash out to pay off the credit cards. 5 minutes could save you $500 a month. Thehomeloanexpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Are you ready for the boys of summer? Well, pull up a front row seat at Hot Shots Sports Bar and Grill for all the Cardinals action this season at one of their 11 area locations. During every Cardinals game, you can enjoy the new Hot Shots Triple Play Special featuring a large pizza, order of boneless wings and a bucket of Bud Family bottles, available for a great price. Also, be sure to join the party on the last Tuesday of each month this season for Hot Shots Ticket Tuesday and your shot to score a pair of tickets to an upcoming game. Don't forget to score $1 Hot Shots Tacos any day after the Cardinals score 8 or more runs. Hot Shots, proud home of Cardinal fans since 1990. Your home for all the games, all the time. Find a Hot Shots location near you. HotShotsNet.com. Hair Salon for Men, proud sponsor of ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. Home base in St. Louis, founded in 1997. 16 locations. You'll receive the perfect haircut, complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel and a mint, complimentary shoe shine, all for just $22. And for an extra $5, get a stress-relieving scalp massage. Hair Salon for Men, 16 locations. There's one near you. Hair Salon for Men.
Hey, St. Louis, it's Matt Carpenter. This city loves listening to Cardinals baseball while firing up the grill in the backyard. Something tells me a lot of you are doing that right now. Schnucks has been a proud sponsor of Cardinals baseball for decades, and over those years, they've been known for the quality of their meat selection, made fresh in-store by Schnucks Butchers. That same dedication to quality and service is still there today. So on game day, support our hometown teams, root for the Cardinals, and swing by Schnucks for their loaded burgers, brats, and everything else you need for backyard grilling.
Adam Wainwright and Vargas tonight. The Cardinals will see Jacob deGrom this weekend as well. But Adam Wainwright, you know what? He might be the most solid of the five. And here's a guy that, you know, this time last year, I you know, and he admitted it too. He thought, you know, this is probably the end. Well, don't count him out. He's back. And he isn't using his fastball hardly at all. I mean, I say hardly at all, but it's 40% fastballs thrown. And that's in the bottom 10 of Major League Baseball. His average velocity, by the way, is only 89 miles an hour. So what it tells you is that guys really aren't chasing. He hasn't located it very well either, which the numbers will tell you. But he's finding ways to get people out. And that is just typical at this stage in his career, Adam Wainwright.
Yeah, I think we've seen him use the fastball judiciously because we have seen, like, takes for strikes. And we've seen swings and misses on it. So it's kind of like a I don't know what the word would be for that, Dan. Maybe like an ambush fastball, like they're not expecting it. He's always had a gift for movement. And obviously the curveball is one of the most elite curveballs of his generation and in Cardinal history. I mean, it's just he's got the famous anecdote with it against these Mets. But he also has just like, you know, the relentless and aggressive and sinister use of it. And he's a guy who can go out there and flip that a lot and pitch backwards off of it. So he doesn't have to rely on his fastball so much as just have it there so people have to be aware of it. And I think we saw that a little bit. I mean, you look to Mexico, right? That ballpark, it was not going to be friendly to him. It didn't have to be friendly to him. And he tamed it. I was very impressed with that.
Yeah, I was too. And then the final thought that I wanted to bring up to you is that the starters are not going very deep, and that's of concern. Now, starters don't go deep in baseball generally, but the Cardinals are really relying on their relief corps. And, you know, that's something that will catch up with you, as you know, in a long, long season.
Already has. They added another reliever.
So, you know, what are your thoughts on that going forward in terms of how the bullpen kind of plays out? Because now we know that Reyes down in the minor leagues is in the rotation. You know, do you think Carlos then stretches out as a rotation guy? Does he go to the bullpen? And just your general thoughts on the bullpen so far.
Well, I think it's been asked to do too much. You know, it's one of the top five in baseball in innings thrown. I contend that this is a team that was built for its rotation to lead it when it comes to pitching, because so many of the things that it wanted to do aggressively, they wanted to do creatively with the bullpen, do hinge on getting six innings from their starters. You know, as Mike Maddox told me during spring training, and Schilt has echoed at times as well, is the best closer is a six-inning starter. Let's be honest. The best bullpen is a reliable rotation, because then the bullpen doesn't have to absorb innings that it's not used to or is too much, and people can stay in their lane, stay in their assignments, and it can allow for them to be available more often day-to-day than taxed because of multiple innings, say, one day and then not available for 2 days. So I think the bullpen needs the help of the rotation. Now, how that help arrives, we're getting to a point now, probably by the end of this homestand, in fact, definitely by the end of this homestand, where they'll have to make a call on Carlos Martinez. Are they going to prep him as a reliever, or are they going to prep him as a starter? My inkling would be that they're going to side with being a starter, because it is better for him to go out and see if he can do that, because then he can always fall back as a reliever. And right now, that's where he would have the most significant difference. I continue to maintain, and please push back if you disagree, Dan, that the one transformative move for this team, the move that would change this team the most, be it today, May, or to the July trade deadline, is the addition of a starter. Mm-hmm. And where that starter comes from, via trade, or if they want to pitch Carlos Martinez, and if Carlos Martinez is peak Martinez, that would be a transformative move for this team. And the way this season has started has only reinforced my view of that.
Yep. I'm with you. And, Derek, we appreciate doing these, and we'll catch up on Monday. Sound good?
I look forward to it. Yeah, that'd be great. Monday, nice chance for the two of us to get into a rhythm, too, with this this crazy. I'm glad to have you back in town, man.
It's nice to be back. We had a great night last night at the ballpark with Keith Hernandez, Willie McGee, and a surprise visit from the Hall of Famer, All-Century player, Lou Brock. It was really a neat night.
And MLS greeted you back in town, and the Blues win. So you had a what they would call a St. Louis hat trick.
It was. It was a hat trick for me as a sports fan. I was fired up, man. It's good stuff.
Great.
I'll see you at the ballpark tonight.
I will look for you there, sir. Thanks. Have a great night.
Thanks.